Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe.
I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You need appropriations, but the taxpayers be on the hook.
There'll be insurance payments in part to cover this, but we don't want to allow worrying about where the financing is coming to hold up reconstruction.
Didn't hear no.
Bottom line, as President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that Maryland and Baltimore need.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph. Harumph.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It is not often that I quote Chris Cuomo in a positive way on this program. And indeed, in recent years, I haven't quoted him much at all. But last night, he mentioned the MSNBC high-tech lynching of Ronna Romney McDaniel. And he said something that I think is very, very prescient, pertinent. The hypocrisy reeks. The hypocrisy reeks. I mean, these people. I mean, to read a tweet where Chuck Todd, a below average human being, a greedy Democrat hack with a greedy Democrat hack wife who worked for Bernie Sanders, and he worked for Stolen Valor Senator Tom Harkin as a coat holder on Capitol Hill. For him to say this is about protecting honest journalists, what the hell does he know about journalism or honesty? And to put honest journalists, the more they talk about their honesty, the faster you better count your spoons. This is really ridiculous. I hope she sues them for everything. And there are rumors going around that Kristen Welker was involved in meetings. She said on Meet the Press she knew nothing about this. She knew nothing. We'll find out in discovery, I guess, won't we? Or will they have an agreement?
I know nothing.
Will there be an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement? 844-500-4242. But the worst of the bunch was Joe and Mika. And again, Joe was hired as a Republican, but they knew he wasn't on the level. I mean, not that Rona was on the level. But you know what? I think we should just start with getting a take from President Trump. And this was one of those moments where he put it out on Truth Social, but he wanted to call in to the Howie Carr Show to just I saw him last Saturday at the Mar-a-Lago, and you know he remembers me, and he wanted to help this
Mar-a-Lago.
He wanted us to have it his own words, in his own, not just on Truth Social, but in his own words. So here was his take on what happened to Ronna McDaniel.
McDaniel got fired by fake news NBC. She only lasted 2 days, and this after McDaniel went out of her way to say what they wanted to hear. It leaves her in a very strange place. It's called Never Neverland, and it's not a place you want to be. These radical left lunatics are crazy, and the top people at NBC are weak. They were broken and embarrassed by low ratings, highly overpaid talent. Bring back free and fair press. Make America great again, 2024.
damn right, Mr. President. You know, there was a guy on there who used to get mega ratings, and not just on cable. He got it on the networks when there were networks. Broadcast networks, not narrowcast networks. His name was Donald J. Trump, and he was the biggest earner in the NBC stable. So he knows whereof he speaks. And I got so much to get to here with these hypocrites. And it's not just on MSNBC and NBC. All these networks they're just totally fraudulent. And you know, I know we've all come to that conclusion long ago. And the only way we watch them, we're like people going to a zoo and looking at the wild animals. You know, we don't watch them at night. We maybe check out social media. Sometimes we don't even check out social media to see what idiocy they've been promoting. But still, this is so outrageous that they would. These people are common night walkers of journalism. And they're complaining about Ronna McDaniel? Are you kidding me? Here's a montage of Mika and Joe loving Trump. Cut six.
Did you get a lot of sleep last night?
Well, I got woken up. But Donald wanted me to see the CPAC speech. I was skeptical, but I pulled it up on the internet.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
And Mark Thumb, right?
Joining us on the phone right now, Donald Trump. Good morning, Donald.
Mika, what do you mean pretty good? You know you loved it.
Wow. Trump, you're naughty.
Let's just have a little bit of the hot mic. This is during a break. They're sucking up to Donald Trump. Cut seven.
I make a speech, get on a plane, make a speech. I'm working.
Well, I tell you what, the Bloomberg poll, all the polls out today look great in South Carolina. All of them.
Yeah.
They look good. But I'm being hit. You know, they're spending $75 million in negative ads on me over the last 2 weeks. Are they catching on at all?
No.
What do you think? Are they catching on?
No.
They're
who's
vicious.
That?
They're spending a tremendous amount on negative ads on me.
No. You know what I thought was kind of a wow moment with the guy you brought up on stage?
Yeah, that was great.
We played it several times this morning.
We played it up against Obama.
For both guys. For both guys.
Well, it is. We played Obama first.
The young guy
and then
was
we
the
played
champ.
The guys.
I saw it. I watched your show this morning. You have me almost as a legendary figure. I like.
No, I tell you, this morning, what we basically said today was we were completely wrong. About the
totally.
We have one more segment.
One more segment, and then we're good. Thank you for doing this.
Okay. I'm doing it because
I get
it. You know, you get great ratings and a raise.
I've seen him in Mar-a-Lago, and you know, I don't think they're picking up the tab. Say what you will about me, I pay my tab at Mar-a-Lago. You could file a Freedom of Information Act request. You wouldn't get it out of the FOIA request, but I pay my bills. My suspicion, I've seen Joe sucking him down at the bar. I don't think he's paying, or wasn't paying, I should say. So this is Chris Cuomo last night on, was he on News Nation now? But he called it. And again, he's, you know, even a broken clock, you know what it's like, twice a day, that's right. Cut four.
NBC hires her. I'm sure other people were trying to get her. But now everybody's mad. Now, this happens in the media. Somebody hires somebody that other people would have hired as well, but they attack the place that hired her. But this is coming in-house. Big shots inside NBC, like Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski. She said this.
And we hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying that she will not be a guest on Morning Joe in her capacity as a paid contributor.
Look. I have no beef, but it was okay for you, Mika and Joe, to have Trump on all the time and to talk to him about what questions to ask, right? When it was working for you, when he was running, right? When you guys were all pals, that was okay, right? You didn't have any problem with that, right? Just because you went bad on him when it became convenient because you work at a lefty outlet, this is okay. Now you can be high-minded about it, right? The hypocrisy reeks.
The hypocrisy reeks. It certainly does. Let's have a little bit more of Mika and Joe pandering to Trump. Cut eight.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a real window into your
just make us all look good. This year.
Exactly.
So how come Drudge and Time Magazine said I won the debate, Joe, and you think it's...
Well, but so did the CBS poll. The next morning when I saw the CBS poll, I knew that the people that mattered didn't think you lost it. You came in a strong second. And I'll tell you what was the most revealing thing is Bush came in last.
Yeah, came in last.
The guy you fought came in last.
He's a weak person.
And at that point, I said to Mika, we don't know what...
He's a weak person.
Okay. Do you don't want me to do the one?
No, he's
deportation.
We really have to get some questions.
That's right. Nothing too hard, Mika.
Okay.
I think that was, for most people in the Republican establishment, sort of the final sign.
Looking good.
Because after this...
Hey, we'll see what happens. So what are the chances that something bad could happen on Saturday for me? It's always a chance, right?
It's like I said before Iowa. I said, I can't tell you Trump's ahead. I can't tell if he's going to win or not.
There I said about it.
It's a caucus state.
What a bunch of hypocrites. We'll go over all the people that they've hired at NBC in the next segment. And if you want to get in on this, I mean... This is just so classic, and the fact that now they're all running away. They ran away from Trump. Now they're running away from Ronna McDaniel when they knew she was fine. They have no problem though with Morning Joe or Michael Steele or any of the on the other networks, Anna Navarro or I don't know. Dana Bash, all these people. Aren't they supposedly Republicans? I don't even know. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup, most of them. I just read this stuff and pull the cuts, and that's about it. 844-500-4242. How about looking at the do-nothing Jim Jordan, says 201. Well, Jim Jordan got sandbagged by 60 Minutes the other night. He went after this person who's a disinformation specialist. This is Leslie Stahl. Who wouldn't touch the Hunter Biden laptop? Because CBS News, which made up all the crap about the Texas Air National Guard, couldn't confirm it. And 60 Minutes is a very reputable organization, except for when we try to fix a presidential election. They put on this woman, and they made it sound like Jim Jordan had just singled her out to attack her. She's got $2 million from the Biden White House for the quote-unquote misinformation campaign. Somehow 60 Minutes forgot to mention that in their report. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special, especially if you're staying at the Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans, the only public accommodations on the Cape Cod National Seashore. You can go on the Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike. Discounts on e-bike rentals are available at the Nauset Beach Inn if you're staying there. You can view the great herring migration in Brewster. It's a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike in the spring on the Cape. And you can watch the return of the humpback whales, visible from the comfort of the fire pits at the Nauset Beach Inn. Want to warm up after a long day outside? Every room has a fireplace. When I visited Nauset Beach Inn, I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly. It's also kid-friendly. Each room has two queen-size beds, so you can bring the little kids down with you, and there's plenty of room for them to sleep in. You can sit by the fire pit outside and enjoy the sunset, cocktail, or conversations. It's just a perfect, perfect place to go. The Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May rooms from $269.99. Reserve your room. They won't last. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you know that between hosting a four-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug?
I call it a dog.
Howie still finds time to write three columns a week.
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarrShow.com.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code HOWIEBOGO. And the poll question concerns another person we don't often quote on this show, and that's Jim Cramer from Mad Money on CNBC. And he had on leftist billionaire BlackRock CEO Larry Fink on his show yesterday. I got a cut about what the real inflation rate was from Larry Fink. But the poll question that interested me is based on a question that Cramer had for leftist Larry Fink. How do we convince them, meaning kids, like we were convinced by our parents that we are going to make more than they did? My kid, no kid I know, thinks they're going to make anywhere near what our generation did. I always tell my kids, you're going to make more than I do. And he says no one believes it. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is: what kind of life do you believe your kids or grandkids will have compared to yours? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse.
89% say worse.
8%. I'm sorry to say that, too. I try to, you know, at least keep a stiff upper lip and, you know, accentuate the positive, but I can't do it with what's going on. 89%. Does anyone think it's going to be better? What was it for better?
Only 3% say better.
3%. Okay. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark, if NBC has to pay Ronna McDaniels a settlement to avoid being sued, isn't that hush money? Yes, it is. It absolutely is. I wonder if they'll be taken to court. Did you see that one of those late-night talk show hosts that wants to throw Trump in jail has now been accused of undervaluing his New York real estate before he sold it or bought it or something?
I'm shocked.
I know. And he said it's not, what Trump did is not a victimless crime. So now 3 days later, it turns out he did the same damn thing. But he's a Democrat, so I guess it is a victimless crime for him. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm going to go over all these frauds in the networks. And if you want to get involved in talk about these this I mean it's worse than ever. It just gets worse and worse. There's not even a pretense of objectivity or at least giving the other side a chance to respond. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello. I want to talk about the bridge collapse. The official government line, you know, which all the news media is saying it was an accident, no terrorism. I wanted do you think that's not quite true?
I don't know. I saw what Lara Logan said, the former 60 Minutes correspondent. She was fired from 60 Minutes, so she must have been pretty good, right? That's the only way you get fired from the networks, is if you're doing something right. But I don't know that I don't know. I mean, she says it's cyber terrorism, and it's always nice at these times to come up with these theories, and sometimes they turn out to be true, and sometimes they don't. And you know, Seymour Hersh was telling us after 9/11 that we could never go into Afghanistan and take out the Taliban because they were just too tough, and they were going to decimate the U.S. And it took about a week to take them out. So I don't know. I don't know what that was my alternate poll question today. But then I thought I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole. You can go down a rabbit hole with these theories, and we don't know. It comes back to the same problem that we face with the state run media. You can't trust them. And when the intelligence agencies, the same people who told us that there was Russian collusion with Donald Trump, that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, now they're telling us it's not terrorism. How believable are they at this point? They're the little boy who cried wolf. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
781 says, when I was a kid, we had three newspapers delivered to the house. Globe, Left, Herald, Record American, Right, and the Quincy Patriot Ledger Local. My father told me to read all three to get a sense of the truth. You know, when I used to teach at BU, I used to teach an early morning class, and I would park down on Bay State Road, and then I would go down to the 7-Eleven, and I would buy the Post, the Daily News, and the Times. And I'd try to get there like 30 minutes early, and if I could, I'd find the three different ways each story was played. But I would go with, if I, you know, a lot of times the crime stories, the big stories, they weren't in the Times, so I'd just go with the Post and the Daily News. But you gotta read different newspapers, and you know, the Post is still legit. The Daily News is basically defunct now. It's just a left wing supermarket flyer version of the New York Times, and the New York Times is just totally unreadable. And the same thing applies to basically all, most of 90% of broadcast media is the same way. Not the Howie Carr Radio Network, of course. Okay, let's just go through some of these guys, some of these people. This is from Stephen L. Miller on X. He may be retweeting this. Al Sharpton, Crown Heights Riots. Brian Williams, Stolen Valor Lies. And, of course, Chuck Todd, who worked for a Stolen Valor senator. Joy Reid, homophobic slurs on blog, which she blamed on time-traveling hackers, and then called the FBI, which should be filing a false police report just on the face of it. Rachel Maddow, 2016 election hoaxer. And then as her guests have included Stacey Abrams, 2018 election hoaxer, and Hillary Clinton, 2016 election hoaxer. Jen Psaki, Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation hoaxer. That's just a quick summation. We got so many more to get to here. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, Howie, as upset as I am about how she was treated, I can't get past these mixed emotions I have.
No one's shedding. You need not apologize for not shedding any tears over Ronna McDaniel. You know,
the best definition of mixed emotions I heard from Jerry Lewis when I went to see Damn Yankees, and he defined it as watching his mother-in-law drive off a cliff in his new Mercedes. But I can't get past it. But you're 100% right about the slime on this station. But I just thought I'd have to get that out there.
Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate it, Peter. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. So this is what Chuck Todd tweeted out. This is about whether honest journalists are supposed... I'm sorry, I can't even read it with a straight face. Honest journalists are supposed to lend their credibility to someone who allegedly tried to ruin ours. Oh. And as Stephen Cruiser at PJ Media says, merely calling oneself a journalist doesn't make it so. One would have had to have done some actual journalism at some point, which no one at NBC News ever has. Well, at least not in the 21st century. A serious news organization that was concerned about journalistic integrity never would have hired a hack like Chuck Todd in the first place, let alone given him one of the keys to one of its franchise television shows. They operate in a consequence-free world, which is why they can even convince themselves that they're principled and ethical. If MSNBC had to survive on its own with the hack fest it barfs up every day, the joint would be shuttered before Memorial Day. But it's part of the monolithic ecosystem known as NBC Universal Media, though. This is what I was talking about yesterday. Almost $40 billion a year that the parent company rakes in from its television and movie ventures that actually have audiences allows Rachel Maddow et al. To bark their radical leftist agitprop into the void. When you're not worried about profits, ratings, or a scintilla of accountability, you can do things like give Joy Reid her own show. Reid is perhaps the dumbest person who has ever sat in front of a television camera outside of the studio of The View. She went to Harvard, too, by the way. In case you didn't know that, if you ever run into her, she'll tell you within 3 seconds. Another indication of how far Harvard has fallen. Her presence alone makes any uproar about Ronna McDaniel and integrity laughable. They've got no room for any Republicans who don't already have a lengthy Never Trump resume. Okay, here's another one. This is from Free Beacon. Perhaps we can look forward to further discussion of this quote-unquote scandal on Inside with Jen Psaki, the NBC weekend show hosted by the former press secretary to Obama and Biden. She could invite MSNBC contributor Robert Gibbs, another Obama press secretary, to share his thoughts on the matter. In the next segment, MSNBC contributor Ben Rhodes, the former Obama national security advisor who bragged about manipulating clueless reporters, could explain why McDaniel's hiring is good for Iran. Better yet, Joy Reid could deliver an unhinged monologue denouncing the network for endorsing white supremacy. She was promoted to fill the time slot vacated by Chris Matthews, who resigned abruptly after being accused of sexual harassment, whereas Reid did not have to resign after online sleuths uncovered bigoted, homophobic, anti-Muslim posts on her old blog. She blamed it on hackers. It wasn't hackers. She got promoted anyway. Al Sharpton instigated deadly anti-Semitic riots in New York City during the 1990s. Remember that? Diamond merchants in Crown Heights, Greek homos, run the white interlopers off 125th Street in Harlem. This is all the things he said. He's making $1 million a year there on his stupid show. Just last year, he argued that criticizing Harvard President Claudine Gay, the anti-Semitic plagiarist, was an attack on every black woman in the country. This is the same network, NBC, that hired Martin Bashir, who compared criticizing the IRS to using the N-word and ultimately resigned after inviting his viewers to defecate in Sarah Palin's mouth. This is the network that employed Melissa Harris Perry. She's from Winston-Salem, like I used to live, the town I used to live in. Best known for making fun of Mitt Romney's adopted black grandchild. And Ed Schultz, best known for calling Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut. And Brian Williams, best known for lying about coming under fire in Iraq. And Tore Neblett, a 9/11 truther accused of sexual harassment who suggested Holocaust survivors benefited from the power of whiteness. The less said about former MSNBC host Keith Olbermann, the better. Again, this is from the Free Beacon. This is the same network that could have broken the story of Harvey Weinstein's long history of sexual misconduct in 2017. Alas, reporter Ronan Farrow said NBC stonewalled his investigation after Weinstein leveraged his Democrat political connections and threatened to expose Today anchor Matt Lauer's own history of sexual misconduct. Farrow gave up on NBC, published his story in The New Yorker, and won the Pulitzer Prize. NBC is hardly unique among so-called mainstream media networks. The topic journalist at ABC is George Stephanopoulos, who ran the Bimbo Eruptions unit in the Clinton 1992 campaign. He was exposed by the Washington Free Beacon for failing to disclose $75,000 in donations to the Clinton Foundation while reporting on Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2015. ABC News anchor Amy Robach complained in 2019 that the network refused to air her interview with one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, in part because it involved Prince Andrew, and the network was worried about losing access to the British royal family. On a related note, Epstein threw a party for Prince Andrew in 2010 following his release from prison down here in Palm Beach for sex crimes. Stephanopoulos attended with other prominent journalists, including Katie Couric and Charlie Rose from CBS, who was fired in a sexual harassment scandal of his own. Dan Rather, Texas Air National Guard, 60 Minutes, you know that fake news story. Jeffrey Toobin returned to CNN as a commentator despite announcing his last day at the network. He is best known for masturbating on a Zoom call with colleagues, as well as sleeping with his co-worker's daughter and then pressuring her to have an abortion. These are the people who are sitting in judgment of Ronna McDaniel or anybody else. Are you kidding me? 844-500-4242. 844-500-40. Listen, this is Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid giddy over the firing of Ronna McDaniel. Cut one.
Our chairman of the NBC Universal News Group, Cesar Conde, who we both know very well, he sent a memo that we all got as employees here, rescinding the hiring of Ronna Romney McDaniel. And I know I felt very strongly about it. I know you felt very strongly about it. I think everyone from 4 o'clock on, from Nicole all the way to midnight, we all felt very strongly and said so on our respective shows yesterday. And I just have to say, when somebody does the right thing, I feel like it should be acknowledged as publicly as we acknowledged our outrage. And so I know how I feel about it. I am grateful to Cesar for actually making the right decision. I think it was the right decision, but I want to get your take as well.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me about it. I still feel like a little, it always feels wrong to talk about things, you know, in the company.
Agreed.
As if it's news. And I, you know, it's just this, it's not the way either you or I are wired.
All.
I know, but I.
Yeah, they're very ethical people. Yes, they are. How many stories did Rachel Maddow and Chuck Todd and them spread about the COVID vaccine? I heard somebody today playing cuts from Rachel Maddow saying that if you took the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, there's no way you could get sick, and that there's no way you could pass it on. And Chuck Todd said that anyone who has any doubts about the COVID vaccine and says it on TV or in the media, he doesn't know how they sleep at night. And then his voice started cracking because he's such an honest journalist. But none of them have ever recanted. Have they ever recanted about the Russian collusion hoax or about the Ukrainian phone call hoax or the Georgia phone call hoax or any of the rest of them? 844-500-4242. Harry from Wareham just pulled out of work and gas is now $3.25 a gallon, up 20 cents in just 3 days. You won't be seeing any of that on the network newscast tonight because they're honest journalists and they don't want to report news that affects their candidate, honest Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is just getting started, and if you struggle with allergies, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We know the thunderstorm is great for removing unwanted odors, but it also helps to cut down on those seasonal irritants as well. One user writes, quote, I bought the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems, and he says the air smells cleaner. It is a great product for the price, unquote. And speaking of price, right now you can buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier and get a second unit for free. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO to take advantage of the Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO deal. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The Thunderstorm can handle pet, kitchen, and tobacco odors or that damp smell lingering in your basement, as well as filtering out seasonal allergens from your house, office, or car. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier has received thousands of five-star reviews. Be the next satisfied customer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO for the Thunderstorm BOGO deal. Hurry, these BOGO deals don't last long. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
.508 says, these people remind me of a junior high school clique when they decide they hate the new kid. These are they're the mean girls is what they are. And, you know, it would be one thing if they were on the level, but they are absolutely not. And there's so many good stories about this. This is from The Federalist by Christopher Jacobs. The level of amnesia on display by NBC anchor Chuck Todd in criticizing the hiring of McDaniels amazes and astounds. Speaking of Psaki and her former gig, Todd on Sunday accused McDaniel of gaslighting the public during her tenure as RNC chair. But as I noted 2 years ago, this is the Federalist, Psaki waved around a binder, supposedly of COVID spending requests, claimed to the press that we'll make copies for you, and then refused to make copies for the one reporter who asked for the information, instead giving the reporter a single hour to review nearly 400 pages of documents in a conference room. A skiff. You know, the skiff like the rooms Biden stole all his Senate documents out of. Did Todd call out this gaslighting by Psaki either then or now? For that matter, has he criticized his colleague Kristen Welker, Todd's successor as host of Meet the Press and a White House correspondent at the time of Psaki's remarks, for Welker's own incompetence as she failed to follow up and call out Psaki's claim? And when it comes to gaslighting, has NBC News ever provided a public explanation as to why it retracted elements of a story about the attack on Paul Pelosi, other than the generic statement that the piece should not have aired because it did not meet NBC News reporting standards? And then they fired the guy. They fired the guy who was a decent local reporter with a good record. I don't recall Welker, Todd, or any of the other well-compensated NBC News hosts complaining about how the network recently terminated several reporters or offering to give up some of their salary so that NBC could hire or retain more reporters. Isn't it funny how all these anchors' supposed principles about saving democracy and the vital work of the press run hollow when it could jeopardize their own boku bucks? Yeah, Rana's going to do fine, though, with this. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to Chris Cuomo. This may be the last time we ever have him on the show with a sound cut. But here he is talking about how Joe and Mika always got away with sucking up to Trump. Cut five.
Now you see the bias at play, especially when it comes to Mika and Joe. I was against them in the morning at CNN, and I still beat them twice, even with them having Trump on all the time. And you remember the tape that came out, Geraldo, of them in break asking Trump about what questions to ask next and how they were going to do their next segment of the town hall. And nobody got upset about it. It was there and gone because all the reporters want to be on their show in the morning. But now they have standards about what's right and what's wrong. It's all advantage. It's all hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy reeks. 844-500-4242. And again, I assume this is the last we're ever going to see of Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams on these shows. And also, they should get a list of the people, the Democrat reps in Congress who are still there, who voted against certifying the elections of 2000, 2004, and 2016, where the Republicans won, and they refused to certify. So they're by NBC's own new standards, high standards, they're election deniers, right? So they should all be. The one I'm thinking of specifically is Jim McGovern from Massachusetts. He always votes when a Republican wins an election. For president, I think he always votes against certifying the results. So he's obviously an election denier, in addition to being a lover of tin-pot dictatorships in the Caribbean, like Cuba and further south, the Maduro Chavez dictatorship in Venezuela, that has given us so many wonderful people coming north to rape and kill. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.